All right, good to see everybody. We just don't get together enough this time of year, do we? But this is a very positive opportunity to get together, and couldn't be more excited, more happy for the Ravens, of course, and but also for Dennis and his family. And it's just a thing that is really a special thing in football, because in pro football, guys have a chance. They work hard. The sacrifices that they make and families make, and to make just to make it in the NFL, just to play one game in the NFL is a great accomplishment. Very few people get a chance to do it. But to get to the point where you get to this contract opportunity and your second contract and get a chance to make a difference financially for your family and life, that's just an amazing thing. And it's definitely something to be celebrated and to be proud of. So, but from the Ravens' perspective, we couldn't be happier than to have Dennis Pitta part of our future going forward. He's a great football player, even better person, and we plan on having a lot of success offensively and as a team with Dennis catching passes for us for many years to come.
Thank you. I just want to quickly, first and foremost, I am incredibly excited to be, Baltimore Raven going forward. This is one of the best franchises around the NFL and in sports. I want to thank Steve Bisciotti first and for his faith in me, for the type of organization that he has here in Baltimore. And then obviously Ozzie and Coach Harbaugh for, their support, their belief in me. And, last year was a tough year for me, and Coach Harbaugh stood by me in every step of the way, always encouraging me, always letting me know that he was looking forward to me being back on the field. And, I was fortunate to get back on the field and now be able to sit here today and say that, I have another great opportunity to continue this journey and be a Baltimore Raven. And then lastly, I want to thank Pat Moriarty for all his work in getting this, the business side of it done so that now we can just focus on football.
Dennis, not long after you first got hurt, you recounted this story of your bumpy ambulance ride through the hospital. How bumpy was there a point when you thought you wouldn't even get back on the field last year?
Yeah, there was a few weeks after my surgery when I didn't know if I would play football again, which is a tough pill to swallow. Fortunately, that wasn't the case, and things looked good enough in an MRI that I was able to get back out there. But, you do a lot of thinking, you do a lot of contemplating when you're in a situation where, this might be my, final time ever being on the field. And so it was tough, but, like I said, to be able to sit here now, to have an opportunity to be on the field and be with this team for, a few more years to come is, it's a blessing, and I feel so fortunate to be sitting here.
Dennis, was there ever a time during the talks, during the locker room free agency, where you thought maybe it wouldn't work out, and just what do you feel like? Kind of went into your decision all along to stay here?
Yeah, you never know with free agency, what's going to happen. It's tough to predict how this business is going to go. But I knew I wanted to be here, and that was a priority of mine. And in speaking with, my representatives and the team, that was something that I stressed. Whatever we have to do to get it done to where I can play, in a Baltimore Raven uniform next year was a priority for me. And, fortunately, we were able to get it done.
Dennis, how excited are you going forward? I mean, this is sort of a new era on offense for the Ravens with, Coach Kubiak now, and Ozzie's talked about adding some new pieces. How excited are you to be part of that?
I'm very excited. The last few years I've been able to watch Houston's offense have a lot of great success and be able to utilize the tight end position and get a lot of production out of it. And so I'm excited to be able to kind of fill that role, to be able to be a big part of the offense going forward, and excited to be able to be in a new system and kind of get a fresh start for our offense. Last year I think we weren't as productive as we wanted to be, certainly. And so we're all looking forward to getting back to work and being the offense that we know we're capable of.
They didn't exactly give you Joe Flacco type money, but does the money change you at all and the way you will go forward from now on?
Well, I probably won't go to McDonald's after this either. No, I didn't get Joe Flacco money, but so he'll still be paying for dinners. But no, I mean, the money doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Obviously, it's you know, reassurance that you've been doing something right, you know, for the last few years here. And it gives me an opportunity to, you know, provide some security for my family, which is important. But, you know, now it's about being able to live up to that and being able to live up to those expectations and produce on the field. And that's what I'm focused on.
Ben, if you've got that great ability on offense to catch the football, what about the blocking? Do you concentrate more on that in camp coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, I continue to work on. You know, it starts in the weight room, just getting stronger. And, you know, it comes down to technique and something that, you know, we'll continue to work on through training camp and through the season.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, talk, speculation over the past couple of weeks just about whether players like you and Jimmy Graham should be classified as a wide receiver or a tight end, given the way they use them, around, you know, those two guys around. I guess, what are your thoughts on what the tight end position is today and kind of weigh in on that, you know, the debate that's kind of going on elsewhere now?
Yeah, it's an intriguing debate. And, you know, I'm a little bit biased in my opinion, obviously. But I think, you know, in football, it's interesting because, you know, you get labeled as something. You know, we'll take Jimmy Graham, for example. He gets labeled as a tight end, and for whatever reason, that somehow decreases his value. And I don't understand that part of it. You know, I think he's been, you know, a top producer in this league, certainly on his team, led his team in catches, yards, touchdowns. Why all of a sudden, because he's labeled as a tight end, does that devalue his stock? And so, you know, that's something that I think, and, you know, more power to him. I think, you know, it's something that he should challenge, because it's not right that, you know, he can catch more touchdowns and more yards than maybe someone that's classified as a wide receiver, yet because he has that tight end label, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, his value is cut in half.
John, once Dennis came back, did you then realize how much you missed him, or was it as soon as he went down in a training camp, you knew that you were missing someone that was a star?
As soon as he went down in training camp, David, it was, we didn't have to go through the season to understand how valuable and what a good player Dennis has been. He's been that way really since he got here. It was a big blow to us. Obviously, we worked hard to try to overcome it, but you know, it's hard to replace a great player at a position, you know, in training camp like that. So we knew.
Yeah, John, can you talk about how hard it is when you have Dennis and you have a guy like Anquan that catches 60, 70 balls 1 year, and then the next year you got to replace all that production, and just how hard it really is?
Well, you know, there's challenges in football, just like there's challenges in life. You know, we still had Torrey. He's sitting right back there, you know. So we still had Torrey, you know, and we had other guys that were going to step up and do the job, and guys fought to do the best they could, and that's what you do. You just got to deal with adversity. So we did the best we could, and, you know, we continue to do that. You've got to, as much as you can, I think you've got to try to make your team somewhat injury-proof. You know, you've got to build as much depth around your players and throughout your roster as you possibly can. You always have to do that. But those were two big blows, obviously, and that's just the way it was.
Dennis, what do you think of Gary Kubiak's offense from what you've seen so far? Do you expect that your role will kind of change somewhat? And do you have heightened expectations for kind of your production level in his offense?
Well, I mean, like I said, you know, what I know of the offense has been, you know, watching Houston over the last few years and, you know, seeing their tight ends, Owen Daniels and Garrett Graham, you know, put up great statistics. And it's not all about statistics, but you know, they've been productive and they've been a centerpiece to that offense. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, I can produce in that same way, and I'm excited about the challenge and, you know, ready to get going.
Dennis, now that you have the contract, any plans in the next few weeks to get together with Joe and some of the other wide receivers before OTAs and the off-season program begin?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it, and it's nothing set in stone right now, but I know that's something that Joe wants to get done. You know, he wants to be able to meet with us and kind of get on the same page and go over some of the new things that we're going to be doing. And so I'm sure we'll get that ironed out in the next few weeks.
John, when you went into the offseason, a lot of things you wanted to do, obviously, you know, maybe re-signing your tackles. But where does this one rank in terms of a big check mark for things you wanted to do during the offseason?
No, it's right up there at the top of the list. I mean, it was a big priority for us, and something that we were, you know, I had my fingers crossed throughout the process. And as Dennis said, you know, I thought that Pat Moriarty did a great job, and Dennis's people did a great job of doing, you know, I thought both sides wanted to get it done and made it happen. So it was a big priority. Yeah.
Dennis, what do you think going forward? The offense sort of was, I know you've played in the last four games, but what do you think sort of was missing, and what do you think needs to be the focus going forward to sort of get the offense going and, as you said, get it back to where you know it's capable?
Well, I think first and foremost, it starts with the run game, and I think we struggled at that last year. But, you know, you're a better offense when you're able to run the ball, and, you know, you don't become so one-dimensional. And so that'll be a priority, and we certainly want to get that going because when you run the ball effectively, you know, that helps your pass game. And we continue to have to work at the pass game, the timing, the chemistry between Joe and his receivers, and, you know, that's an ongoing process. But I think first and foremost it starts with being able to run the ball effectively and get yards on first and second down.
Dennis, when you first came in the league, you look up to guys like Todd Heaton, and now you are one of the kind of the leaders of the offense, especially when you get a contract like this. How do you just feel about being viewed now as one of the veteran leaders of this group?
Yeah, I mean, I still, you know, sometimes feel like my rookie year was just this past year. You know, it doesn't feel like I've been here that long, but you know, it's certainly a responsibility that I take seriously and something that I'm excited to, you know, to be able to do, to be able to kind of be the veteran that helps other guys and sets the example. And, you know, I had a great mentor in Todd Heap, who I'm still close with and talk to all the time. And, you know, he taught me a lot of things about leadership, about how to be a professional, about how to play this game. And so, you know, I feel like I'm a better player now having, you know, been around him.
Dennis, when you came back, you said that, you know, you felt fine as far as playing, didn't even think about the hip. But is everything totally behind you? Is there any, like, you know, treatment or anything that you have to do now, or is this in the rear view?
The big thing for me right now is just continue to you know, kind of strengthen my hip and my leg and all that. You know, I came back, and I'd be lying to you if I said I was, you know, 100% with my explosion and strength. I didn't have any pain, and I felt good playing. But kind of that quickness and that explosion wasn't all the way back, which was expected. You know, typically, you know, you don't regain that in 4 months after surgery. And so that's something that I continue to work on. I've been training and trying to get that, you know, to 100%, which I'm close.
John, now that you've been able to take care of things with Dennis, where does things stand with Eugene Monroe and some of your other free agents with free agency looming?
Well, yeah, it stands in negotiations with all those guys right now. We've got offers out to all those guys, aggressive offers, and I know that Ozzie and Pat are dealing with their agents, and they're getting a little tired of phone calls from me. You know, I go down and see Pat like four times a day. Have you heard anything? So yeah, they're working very hard at it, and, you know, hopefully something will happen here before Tuesday. And if things don't happen before Tuesday, then, you know, we're going to have to build the team the way we build it in other directions. But we're working really hard to get that done right now. We want to keep our guys. I mean, we want our guys to be here, just like Dennis. We want to keep those guys.
John, with the salary cap having gone up and some of the things you guys have been able to do in terms of managing the cap, do you feel like you guys, if you want to, could be a player at free agency and have that capability to sign past?
Yeah, and we've got some options. You know, we've got a little bit of room. You want to be smart. You want to make the most of your resources and put the best team we can together. I mean, you know, the sign, the team. I mean, that's really what every one of these decisions ends up being about. It ends up being about, you know, using your resources in a way that's the very best for your team to make us the strongest possible team we can possibly be. That's what every decision is for. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to be aggressive about it. And because we have more salary cap space than we have in a year since 08, for sure, we have a chance to, you know, do some things. But the first priority is our guys right now.
John, have you had a chance in the recent weeks to speak with Ray Rice since we've last spoken to you guys and where things stand? He's been very silent since the incident. All we've seen is a video.
Right. No, I've talked to Ray a lot, and really nothing more to add other than what's been said already. You know, the facts will determine the consequences, and we'll see where it goes. I haven't seen anything different, just like you haven't seen anything different. And Ray's told me his side of it, and everything that we've seen so far is very consistent with what he said. I mean, there's nothing that he said that hasn't turned out to be the case. I know Ray's going to spend a week at a seminar type thing, as a couples type deal, and he's doing everything he can to do what he needs to do and make things right.
You got one last question in the back.
Since you got your new contract, you would dress like this all the time?
I might. I look good, so.